possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The parents of a man shot by the MPD are suing the department. The city of Minneapolis is sharing new details about its traffic camera pilot program. And Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison's DUI trial begins today. But first, the jury in the Nicole Mitchell burglary trial is hearing testimony this afternoon, with prosecutor showing a video taken from police body camera on April 22nd of last year. The DFL state senator is seen in the video in the lower level of her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes, wearing all black with a black hat. And you can hear her explaining to police why she's inside the home. You can also hear her stepmother walking past.
I have never done anything like this. You're going to find it out. I'm a military commander, for God's sakes.
Okay.
She's got severe Alzheimer, and there were just a couple things in my dad's I wanted to come get. Because when everyone tried to help her right after the funeral,
she's trying to get money.
Mitchell claims that she was trying to get some of her late father's belongings. The trial is expected to last a week, and experts say Mitchell will likely take the stand in her own defense. The National Weather Service has posted a heat advisory for the metro from noon until 8 this evening. The high temperatures combined with the humidity is making it feel even hotter than it already is, says WCCO-TV chief meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
It could feel like the upper 90s, like 98 degrees. It's just hard for your body to cool off. So try to limit the outdoor activity during those peak afternoon hours. Seek shade. Stay hydrated. We've been down this road before.
After today, a chance of storms in the evening and then a cooling trend for the end of the week into the weekend. And an emotional but necessary undertaking. Candidates can start filing to run for the vacant seat held by DFL Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, who was assassinated alongside her husband Mark in June. University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs.
This is a sad election. It's precipitated by one of the most tragic moments of politics, and certainly in Minnesota politics, the assassination of Melissa Hortman.
Candidates wanting to run have from today until next Tuesday, July 22nd, to file. Trial starts today in Los Angeles for Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison in relation to a drunk driving incident.
Addison pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence and driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol content. Authorities say they found Addison asleep at the wheel of a Rolls-Royce on a Los Angeles freeway. A conviction of the misdemeanor could mean a 3-game suspension by the NFL. Addison was cited for speeding and reckless driving in 2023 in St. Paul, where officials say he was driving his car in excess of 140 miles per hour on Interstate 94. Addison is getting ready for his third season with the Vikings. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The parents of a 20-year-old shot and killed by police during a South Minneapolis standoff in 2022 are suing the MPD over his death.
It was 3 years ago when Andrew Telke Sundberg was shot by two Minneapolis Police Department snipers who authorities say believe the 20-year-old was armed. Video shows Sundberg instead was holding a cell phone as he was hanging out of his second-floor window of his apartment at 9th and 21st. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office ruled the officers acted responsibly and declined to file charges. Sundberg's parents say they told officers that their son had a history of a traumatic brain injury and PTSD. They say in the lawsuit that a mental health team should have been called to the scene to de-escalate the situation. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Meanwhile, St. Paul police are expected to release body camera footage of an officer-involved shooting from last Friday at a Cub food store near Maryland Avenue and Clarence Street in the city's Phelan neighborhood. Two people were wounded and witnesses reporting a suspect was being chased by police and fired at officers. No police were injured. The case has been turned over to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension for investigation. The man has been identified by family as Telvin Belafant. Some of his family members spoke with WCCO-TV.
And he supported us. He was funny. He was a good person. Never imagined nothing like this would happen.
Again, that body camera footage should be released later today. The city of Minneapolis is sharing new details about its traffic camera pilot program. The city is launching the 4-year program at 5 key locations in September, with actual ticket enforcement beginning in October. Program coordinator Ethan Foley says the goal is to reduce traffic deaths, with first offenses receiving a warning and all following violations incurring fines of $40 or $80.
We're also the only state that has the first violations a warning for everyone. And that's because, again, our goal is, hey, just don't do it again, right? Our goal isn't to send out citations or generate revenue. The goal is to change that unsafe behavior.
These fines, which organizers claim are the lowest in the country, will not affect driving records. Finally, a new 3-part docuseries focusing on the disappearance of Jody Huizentrout is airing tonight on Hulu.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to Daybreak. I'm Jody Huizentrout.
Less than 24 hours after it aired, she would have vanished.
Her last broadcast, The Abduction of Jody Huizentrout, is a 3-part docuseries that includes more than 20 new interviews with family, friends, detectives, and others. The show, promising never-before-seen material and groundbreaking information about the case. The group Finding Jody, Inc. was not involved in the production, but says they always welcome any new attention to the case. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.